Hello, hello, and welcome to the Fast Forward Amy Show, the show where we talk about how you can live your life and business with simple strategies. I'm Fast Forward Amy, your host and coach, and I'll bring you a new episode every Tuesday. Today we are here in episode 61, because we are talking about how to start a podcast. Now, I didn't want to make this episode. I just want to give a shout out to all of my Business Freedom Elevator students. You guys made me do this. You guys asked for it. It's not part of our curriculum, but I decided to create it as a sort of extracurricular bonus for you. So today I'm walking you through a few pillars that are really important for to start a podcast, like your content, your plan, your systems and software, and your gear. So I'm talking through a few of these things, but I'm just gonna literally talk you through them. I've said that three times now. And what I want you to know is we've also made a step-by-step guide for you through fastforwardamy.com/start-your-podcast. So definitely go and grab that guide. But in the meantime, I want to add, I just gave a shout out to my BFE students. And this episode is also sponsored by my Business Freedom Elevator, which is my business coaching program where I teach entrepreneurs, solopreneurs to increase their authority online and to build a scalable business. We are closing our doors soon. In fact, we've actually just started a virtual retreat. So that means if you still want that retreat, you can't join live anymore, but you can grab the bonus replay from it. If you join before the 25th, 8 p.m., so really important, go and do that, please. And we are closing the doors forever for the time being, because I don't know if and when we will open again, the 31st, because the 1st of February is my birthday. So the day before, we are closing everything so that I can celebrate the day after. So this episode is sponsored by the BFE. Go and register for the, well, for the elevator if you want in, or for the waitlist if you're listening to this later on. fastforwardamy.com/elevator to do that, or click the link in the description. And don't forget to do it on time, because otherwise the doors are closed and we're not making any exceptions. Okay, so podcasting. I'm ready for it. Podcasting is very hot and happening. It's very hip. Everyone wants a podcast. No one really knows how to make a podcast. So that's why I've created that step-by-step guide. But today I just want to talk you through the logic of what you can do and why. And, well, the reason why it's really good to create a podcast is something that I really underestimated. I really wanted to make one. So last year, January 7th, I released my podcast. I did it in audio only. The videos are relatively new. And made a whole launch plan. I followed podcast course, bought multiple courses, only watched a piece of one. And I just really wanted a podcast. And I had wanted it for a really long time, but I'd postponed it twice because I was afraid to fail. And I finally got around to doing it and I did it. What happened is 6 months afterwards, I launched my Business Freedom Elevator for the first time. Now we are in the second launch. And so many people signed up for my program. And I was a little bit baffled. But what I had almost forgotten is that most of those people had been listening to my podcast every single week, every single Tuesday, for like half an hour. Now, what you do with videos or stories, for example, on Instagram, is people watch them, but often without the sound, and it's for a really short amount of time. But if you're listening to me as a podcast or watching, you hear my voice for a really long time. I tell stupid jokes, I make dirty jokes, I talk about personal things. And we really get to know each other, and you can really get to know my style of teaching. And that is what happened, is I think in your communication a lot can get lost, but when you hear someone's voice, like written text is only written text, but when you hear someone's tone of voice, and if you can even see them then as well, it creates an incredible connection with those people. So it makes sense that when people liked my podcast, they were also into the Business Freedom Elevator that was opening up. So I was really surprised how much trust I had gained, but it was because we became such close friends-ish online. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about. It's that a podcast is right now, look, I could shoot in my own foot teaching you how to build a podcast if that will actually push me down on the charts, but I believe in abundance, so that's why I'm giving you a bunch of tips today. And one of the biggest benefits of a podcast is there is still no algorithm, so that means when you publish a new podcast, it pops up at the top, or for the time being at least. It's like a search algorithm, but it's not something on Instagram, for example, where they choose what they show you based on your preferences. It's still fairly, I'm going to say unglitched. It's not the right word. It's just a very good idea to create a podcast. I've been telling my brother this for a really long time. Actually, my dad launched his podcast yesterday, the Business Dad podcast. Definitely go and listen to that. Point being, I think if you're listening to this episode, you already want to start a podcast, so I'll just walk you through it. But I want to say it's hip. It's great because there's no algorithm. It's great because people get to hear your tone of voice and your style of talking, educating. And there's a huge blue ocean because especially if you are in Belgium or the Netherlands listening to this, there isn't a lot of competition yet because not a lot of people pay their dues and actually do the damn thing. And if you make a podcast, you're doing the damn thing. And just by... honestly, even if it sucks, you're still going to do really great because there's not a lot of competition out there. So I think those are enough reasons to really do it. When I started, people were like, but Amy, how are you going to make money from it? And I was like, well, because I will build up a connection with my audience and then I will offer them downloads and I will make some promo. And no one got it. Everyone was like, Amy, you're wasting your time. Now we're here. I think we all know I didn't waste my time and I'm really happy I did it. Not just because it was a strategic decision, but especially because it makes me really happy and I really enjoy doing it. Now today, I want to give you some tips on all of this. And as I said, the step-by-step guide, you can find that in the link in the description or go to fastforwardamy.com/start-your-podcast. But for us, I'm going to walk you through the content, the plan, the systems and software and the gear. So first up, the content. I've created a bunch of resources about content, and in that Start Your Podcast guide, I'll also link a content brainstorm training I made so that you can watch it, actually. So it's a tutorial. But basically, you don't want to be making a podcast that's all about pitching. Me pitching the BFE at the beginning of this video is already almost annoying for people. Well, it's my podcast, so I can do it. But I shouldn't be doing that the entire time, you know, because then people will tune out. 80% of the time, I should be giving heaps and heaps of value. And if you don't know how to create value, definitely go and check out that content brainstorm training in the guide because it will help you to really look at what is relevant for your audience. Don't make too much promo. Put your value first. Get people to your list. And this is one of the things that I see almost no one doing. It's actually getting people to their list. So a lot of people are spending a ton of time on creating a podcast, but they're forgetting to capture the leads. So that's why right now I'm offering you that free guide so that, because I can't reach you on this platform, you know, you might be watching on YouTube, you might be listening on Spotify or on iTunes, and you decide to go there. But I can't be like, hello, please come and listen to me again, unless you subscribe. On that note, please subscribe. But if I capture your email address, I can email you and be like, hey, I made a new episode this week about how to start a podcast, and I think you'll want to hear it. So that's exactly what I did when I launched this podcast. I emailed it out to my audience. My audience comes back, and we keep building our relationship. And through offering multiple downloads and multiple webinars and trainings and all of that, I get my audience through the door to my email list without actually pitching them something, but I'm just giving more and more and more value. Recently, I read a comment on my Instagram and someone said, I've never met anyone who gives this much free value. And that made me really happy. Honestly, also, I really like it when you subscribe or post a review because it takes a lot of time and effort and money to create this. Like, I'm in a professional setup here. And yeah, I just really appreciate that. But I try to give you a lot of free, really valuable content. And I try to get you to my email list so I can reach you again and that when I launch, I can offer it to you because I think it will benefit you. Make it personal. I like to tell jokes, talk about my family. And if I wouldn't do any of that, it would be purely educational. But I have a personal brand. Fast Forward Amy is a personal brand, although there's many people working in that brand, you know, because we have multiple employees and team members. But if I were to only educate you, we really wouldn't be making a connection. So I have a mug here that I wrote Perfectly Imperfect on. Sometimes you'll see me with a glass of wine. I love candles. They can be in the picture too. The things I tell you, I talk about my brothers a lot. That's putting the personal in personal brand. And I think with a podcast, you go so deep listening to someone, make sure that you also make it interesting for them to listen to. And making it personal sometimes means getting uncomfortable. But it's only when you get uncomfortable that it really starts being worth it and being really interesting for other people. And last but not least, for the content piece of this episode, make it relevant. Like, make sure there's something in it for them. Yes, it should be personal, but you shouldn't be the hero. The value should be in it for your listener, okay? So we talked about the content and the content brainstorm training that you can access. Secondly is planning. How to plan your podcast. It blows my mind, and I'm sorry again that this is going to be coming out rude, and I hope no one is listening to this and then hating me, but why is everyone always posting their podcasts on different days at different times? It makes sense that people like listening to something the same day, the same time, because then you can wire them to always listen, for example, every Tuesday at 7 a.m. My podcast comes out every Tuesday, 7 a.m. And I keep repeating it. Tuesday, 7 a.m., Tuesday, 7 a.m. I sometimes say it at the end of the episode. I say it in my intro every Tuesday, because I want you to know, even without me emailing you, that it's same day, same time, every week, and you can count on me. I will never let you go, okay? I will always be there. I laugh because my mom asked me a while ago, she was like, how long do you plan on doing this podcast thing for? And I was like, how do you mean? This goes on until I die. So plan it regularly with the same intervals. You can do it bi-weekly, you can do it every month, but I would recommend same time, same day, every week. And it might seem like a lot, so okay, maybe it's a monthly thing, but I would try to commit to a weekly one. And I want to tell you how to do this in a way that it doesn't take up too much of your time. Namely, if I could start all over, I would start by doing a weekly Instagram live with a special microphone. Do I have the special microphone here? I don't know where I put it. It's a little fluff ball. And yes, throw it to me. Okay, this is the special microphone. I bought this only recently, so you can definitely do it without. I've created podcast episodes on my phone in lives, but you can use something like this to pop into your phone. And when you're doing an Instagram live, for example, to make the quality better, and then you can repurpose it as a podcast. So what I would recommend for you is that you go live at the same day, the same time every week on Instagram, with or without a guest. Maybe you optimize your sound, and you go live about a frequently asked question your clients have, or in your industry, if you have a product-based industry. Well, it'll be different, but still, you can come up with content or a tip, something that you would normally be writing a post or an article about. And that is what you do every week. And then maybe a week later or a week and a half later, let's say you always do that Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Maybe every Monday you can come out with your new podcast episode, which is basically just that live that you turned into a podcast episode. That is how I would plan it. I wouldn't plan... honestly, for me, it took me ages to get my podcast ready, and now I'm finally at a point where I can batch it with a team, and even then it's still difficult because I'm never as prepared as I like to be. I'm smiling at my camera friend. but if you announce to your audience, hey, every week, same time, same day, I'm going live, then you're hacking yourself. You're building in accountability, and people will know to show up for you live. And then you can reuse that. And then that's a really easy way to create a podcast. And then from that podcast, you can create an email. From that email, you can create an article or the other way around. It's really easy to create multiple pieces of content from that one live if you've planned it out beforehand, that you are going live every day at that time and you've planned out your topics. You can really hack yourself into consistency like that. And if you're thinking right now, but Amy, I will never come up with all these ideas. Hey, this is a really quick interruption with a surprise for you. I promise you're gonna love this. I was just in a conversation, actually a power hour, with a client in my mastermind, and we were going through her strategy of how to scale her six-figure business to seven figures this year. And I asked her what she wanted, and she said, yeah, I want a million, but I also want more time with my kids. I want to stop working evenings, and I want to have more energy for what I love doing. And I said, okay, no problem. Let's list out all of your targets. We did exactly that. And then we got to work on the key elements she needs in order to grow her six-figure business to a seven-figure business this year. And I applied my million methods. Now, we worked on this for a little bit over an hour. And at the end, I was like, well, this was really valuable. Why don't I put this into a training to share with my audience. And as you are here on a podcast, I want to offer this to you for free. Now, know that working with me costs 10K for a day. The fact that I'm offering this to you for free is quite a glitch, and I am going to delete this after a while. So if you want my Million Method training, there is only one way you can access it. It's by going to my Instagram, fastforwardamy, and DMing me the word method. If you do that, I'm going to send you my quick 24-minute training where I map out exactly how you can grow your online business from 6 to 7 figures this year. So go to my Instagram, fastforwardamy, DM me the word method, and I'm going to send you the link to this really, really exclusive video training. Okay, bye. What are the pillars you talk about? Let's say you talk about, you're a fitness coach, you'll talk about mindset, nutrition, and exercise, the holy three. You can grab 3 pieces of paper, you can put your clock, your phone on, what's it called? Airplane mode? Turn on your timer, and for 10 minutes for each piece of paper of your 3 like content pillars, which would be, I don't know, fitness, nutrition, mindset. You'd be like, okay, mindset, what are questions people ask me? What are tips I can give? In 10 minutes, you fill out a list. You do the same for the other pillars. And at the end of that half hour, you have so many content ideas. And then you just pop open your calendar and you're like, tap, 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 iCal. just look at, okay, for the next 10 weeks, I'm choosing the ones I think are easiest to explain. I'm planning them in. And for the next 10 weeks, those are the things I'm going to be doing a live about. If you have no clue, then just interview guests and plan those in. Interesting people. So when you go live weekly on Instagram, you may or may not optimize it with a microphone. Then you can easily rip the content from it and put it into a podcast episode that you then publish, for example, every Monday. That's a very easy way to plan your podcast. Don't forget to get people to your list, by the way. Also, I'm wondering if I should ever create a podcast course. I think it will depend on how many people listen to this episode and download the guide on the fact if we can actually make a course about it or not. So you can always let us know. Okay, third up is your systems and your software. We have a couple of different things. How do you edit your podcast? How do you host it? Which jingle do you use in the intro? How do you make a cover? And I have some tips for you on that. If you want to edit your podcast and you have, for example, a MacBook or an iMac or something, you probably have iMovie and GarageBand on there. Now, I did not know how to use GarageBand. Like, I really didn't know. But I started using it based on a tutorial, and I found out it was relatively easy, just like iMovie, and it's free if you have an Apple product. So I would recommend doing that for editing. Now, if you're creating an Instagram Live or a Facebook Live, you can download that footage. There's like, even if you post something on IGTV, there's like downloaders for that. I'm like a little kitty tapping her fingers now. But you can go to your Instagram and take the link from your IGTV where you like post your live as an IGTV afterwards. Then like download the file and then upload it into iMovie. And there you can split the audio or dismantle it. You can even reduce the noise in it. You can cut pieces out if you want. It's really easy. Once you've seen a few tutorials, it's easy to figure out. And then you need to host it somewhere. So we want our podcast to go to, for example, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening or watching right now. And what you can do is choose a hosting platform. There's a bunch out there. I think Anchor is free to use. I think my cousin uses it for her podcast, so you can use that. I personally use Buzzsprout, so that does cost, I think it's like $12 a month, and you can grab a free trial, I think, or like extra credit through fastforwardamy.com/Buzzsprout, so that's with 2 Z's. It's an affiliate link, so if you do end up buying anything, I might receive a commission. I will always disclose that, but I only recommend things I use myself. So you need to host it somewhere, and that means you can connect it to Apple Podcasts and stuff and like RSS feeds, and I don't know what they all are. But if you choose a hosting account, that's where you'll like plop in your podcast, and then from there it will send it to those other platforms. So you don't actually host it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You host it somewhere else and it sends it out. Now you also need the jingle. And the jingle is the music you hear when I'm like, hello, hello, welcome to the Fast Forward Amy Show. And I bought that on, I think it was Envato Market, and I just searched for some tunes and I found it relatively easy. Although I will admit, I know absolutely nothing about music, and then I placed it in GarageBand. Now, even that might be already, like, going too far. You might not even need a jingle. I think a jingle is nice, though, in the beginning, and it's something you only need to set up once, so you could always ask a friend or someone to help you. Or look up a tutorial, because when you Google things, you find a lot of useful info. I'll link the Envato to in this article. So this is episode 61. I'll link up some of these things that I'm saying in the article. So that's fastforwardamy.com/61. But I'll definitely link up all of these resources and more in the step-by-step guide that you can download through the link in the description. Then you need a podcast cover. Podcast cover, I see a lot of people making mistakes there that they make something really bland and really, like, not poppy. I have had a really poppy podcast cover for the longest time. You can choose, but the main thing is if you would look at a big overview of a bunch of podcasts, that it pops out. Because if it's, like, really tiny letters and you don't see what it's about, that's not great. So make sure that the cover really pops out and that you can see clearly what it is all about. For the name, you can choose your own name if you have a personal brand. For me, the Fast Forward Amy Show. But I could also be the Business and Marketing Podcast, you know? You don't have to put podcast in the name, by the way, because that'll be clear. But yeah, the cover, I would make that through canva.com. Again, fastforwardamy.com/canva if you want my affiliate link for that. There's usually like a bonus or extra credit coupled to those links. So that's systems and software. To recap, we had editing in iMovie and or GarageBand. Hosting, I do that through Buzzsprout. Anchor would be a great free option. A jingle, you can buy, you can literally just Google, again, podcast jingles or podcast music. I bought mine on Envato Markets, I think. I'll also link that in the article. And the cover, you can create that with, like, I don't know, stuff in canva.com. I have a pro account in Canva, which also costs $12 a month. But you can also just do it for free and use their free options. For stuff like that, I really recommend saving things you like yourself in other podcasts or covers you like and really looking for the style you want, but never copy anything, okay? Because we don't like copycats. So we had content, the plan, and systems and software. And last but not least, the thing you've been wanting to ask me and that I have outlined way more in detail in the download, but it's the gear. What gear do you need? And I'm going to tell you something really unpopular. I mean, I already said it, but you can start with just your iPhone. I don't know if you're an iPhone user. I'm just assuming right now. If you don't have it, probably your phone has great sound as well. But I have recorded podcasts even this summer or like intros and outros when I was on the road, just on my phone. It has like a recording app or you can download a recording app. Because your phones are made to talk to people, so usually they have pretty good sound. Make sure you're in a room with a lot of fabric to like make the noise go down. Sound is actually something you need to pay attention to. But if I would start again, I mean, I started and I had a budget. But if you don't have a budget yet, just do it on your iPhone. And if you want to take it up one step further, I would recommend either this microphone or is my other microphone here as well? No, it's downstairs. So either this mic to plop it in there the little Rode Mini NT-USB that just came out a few months ago. I really like that. I'll also link that up. And that is if you're really recording through your computer. I have this Yeti mic, which is also fine, but it has a lot more background noise, but it's only like €100. Right now, I would recommend that Rode NT-USB Mini microphone. And I have a Heil PR40. That's my favorite microphone. But I thought it wasn't working anymore. Turns out I just forgot to install the it on my new laptop. So yes, I think I recorded like the first 20 episodes on that and the sound is amazing. And then it goes downhill from there. I should really install that again. Anyways, yeah, gear-wise, I would literally just use your iPhone if you have it because the sound is really great if you just put it under yourself. And a lot of podcasters go and record in their closets and stuff where there's not enough, not a lot of space. So if you want this in a more elaborate way, go and download the Start Your Podcast guide, and we'll link the gear, more gear, our favorite links, and the step-by-step guide on starting your own podcast. And maybe, maybe not, if you download it a lot and we get a lot of positive feedback and shares from this episode, we will consider creating a podcast course in the future. But I hope this already got you started. My main message is, don't overcomplicate things. Honestly, in the beginning, I was so anal about the big microphone, all things. And then 6 months later in Italy, I was in my hotel room just recording stuff on my phone because the microphone didn't connect. So you learn what matters, and it's the content that matters. It's the consistency that matters, and the gear and the systems and everything that will figure itself out, and that will grow over time as you are doing this for a longer time. I would just really want to ask you, be consistent and maybe batch a bit so you can really not do it live every week, because that's very stressful and you will get fed up with it really soon. If you want to hack yourself to create your podcast, publish a date online. Be like, at that time, I am publishing my podcast and it's going to be all about this. And people will keep you accountable because you'll feel the pressure. Anyways, if you want more accountability, if you want to make your podcast profitable, if you are looking for anything that helps you build up your business or your online business, I want to welcome you into my Business Freedom Elevator. We are closing the doors soon. The 31st, the doors are closing. We don't know if and when we would reopen. And right now, if you join right now before the 25th at 8 p.m., you can still get the bonus replay from our virtual retreat that's happening this week. So that closes, the bonus disappears the 25th at night. Okay, go to fastforwardamy.com/elevator, because the Business Freedom Elevator, my coaching program, was also the sponsor of this episode. And in the elevator, I will let you hop in at your level and you will rise up and step out of the elevator 10 levels higher. It is made for you if you're a beginner. It is made for you if you're ahead. I have a lot of years of experience in business coaching and I know I can help you. I only coach people. I know I can help them like triple or more their income and their happiness. And I would love for you to be there on the inside. So fastforwardamy.com/elevator. Hope to see you there. By the way, I know I say stuff like that, and probably legally I can't say stuff like that, so I didn't mean it, okay? I am not supposed to say stuff like that. Would still really like you to join the elevator. So click the link in the description. And next week, by the way, I will be back with my story on how I manifested my $1 million house. And it's scary for me to record that. But I hope you will tune in and listen, okay? Have a happy day.